It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? You see that coat I brought in with me? Show you what it looks like. You know what kind of a coat that is? Most people call it a raincoat. Yeah. It wasn't raining in my neighborhood today, but it was a little foggy earlier, and so I put it on because of the fog. Do you know what fog is? Well, fog's like a big cloud on the earth. Yeah, nothing that'll hurt you. It's just instead of the cloud being up in the sky, the cloud is right close to the ground. It's not anything that you can grab, like snow or rain, but fog is wet. I'd like you to see what a really foggy day looks like. Fog is like near the ocean. Maybe you live someplace other than the ocean. You have a different kind of fog. But sometimes the wind just comes and blows the fog away. I know a little boy by the name of Danny who likes to get dressed up in a raincoat even when it's not foggy or raining. Sometimes just looks at me and holds out his hands. Do you suppose that when he's holding out his hands like that, he's trying to hold the fog? When he goes like that, he's letting it go? Could be. Let's try that with the water in the kitchen sink. Okay? Hands get shiny when there's water on them. Even when I was a boy, I was interested in things like that. What made things shiny? What made them dull? all kinds of things I was interested in. Are you? I used to think, I wish that I could look inside the telephone. I hear the voice, but I wish that I could see. I'm interested in things like the telephone. I'm interested in many, many things. I wish that I could look inside our trunk at home. It's very old, and I'm not supposed to look, and I wasn't. I'm interested in things like our trunk at home. I'm interested in many, many things. I see the pictures in the book, and someday I'll know what the words all say. If I wait long enough, maybe I could cook, even hot things, or drive the car, or saw the wood, or look in the trunk. Someday I'll make my way okay. Still, I wish that I could look inside big people's things, especially things that I'm not supposed to see. I'm interested in all those big people things. I'm interested in many, many things. But I can wait, and later on you'll see I'll still be interested, always interested in many things, in many, many things. And I grew up to be interested in many things, too. Here's the telephone. Hello? Hi, Bob. Yeah. Oh, just singing a song to my friend. A tandem bike? Oh, one with two seats. Sure, I'd like to see it. Fine. It's not foggy now, is it? Okay. Fine, we'll be over. Thank you very much. Bob Trow, over at his workshop. He says he has a tandem bike. That's a bike that has two seats, place for two people to ride. Let's go see him, all right? To Trow's workshop. Come on.
Fred, come on in.
Oh, that's a beauty, Bob.
Like that?
Yes.
I'm kind of proud of that myself.
Well, where'd you get it?
Well, I bought it used, Fred, but I painted it up and shined it up. Looks just like brand new.
Boy, you certainly learned to ride quickly, and now you have yourself a bike with two seats on.
Well, I figured if I'm going to ride, I might as well have someone to ride with me. Excuse me, I have to put air in this tire.
Can we watch you?
Sure. Help me if you wish. Just hold on to that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Is that a new pump?
Mm-hmm. The pump is new. Now we have that on there. Now we'll just pump away.
You know, you can't see air, but you can see what it does.
Well, you sure can. It's coming up fast. That ought to do it. But we have to test it, though, Fred.
Yeah.
Use the gauge.
Shows what the air pressure is.
Mm-hmm. This little valve will come out of here. Watch. Mm-hmm. It's just about right. Could use a little more. Better be safe. Perfect.
Good.
Oop, almost forgot to put the cap back on.
Have you ridden a two-seater?
Yes, I did. I borrowed one once. Mm-hmm. Just to try it, and I really liked it a lot. But as I took this ride, I run across Audrey.
Audrey, A-C-E. Audrey cleans everything. I think it's Audrey knows everything, too, mm-hmm. to tell you the truth.
Well, she didn't know whether she wanted to go for a ride or not, but I talked her into it. So off we went.
wasn't a foggy day.
No foggy day.
Audrey often carries that feather duster with her.
Everywhere she goes, I think she has it.
Bicycle built for two.
Always stop for stop signs.
See a tandem bike, I think of old-fashioned movies. You know how people would be riding along and the movies would look very fast, then they might get off and they'd go very fast like that.
Yeah. But they always, for some reason, had a hat on.
Mm-hmm.
Fred, hand me that hat, please.
Do you like to make believe about old-fashioned movies?
I sure do.
That's a way to make up lots of things just by changing your hats. And you ended up painting your bike all over again. We sometimes like to pretend that you are somebody in our neighborhood of make-believe. You know, somebody like Bob Dog or Robert Troll or somebody like that.
Roar!
Roar! Good. Thanks for letting us see this.
Glad
you
like it,
Fred. Bye, friend Bob.
Roar! Roar!
Tro is so good at making things and fixing things that sometimes I forget what a good actor he is, too. Oh, look, here, the fog's coming back in. Can you see it? Sometimes it does get so thick you feel you could just scoop it up. Look. It almost covers your feet when you're walking along in it. Makes nice patterns, too. Why don't we have some make-believe about fog? Okay, come on inside. Have some fog at the tree. Fog at the castle. Here's a little model bicycle. This is different from the bicycle that Bob Tro had, because his had two seats. This one has one. Why don't we pretend that Bob Dog knows how to ride a bicycle in make-believe, and he is taking some precious thing from the museum over to the castle, riding in the fog. Okay? Neighborhood of make-believe.
I got it for the king. I got it for the king. His very special, precious thing. I've got it for his king. I really got it. Ooh, ow. Ooh, ah.
Ooh. Hey. What in the world's going on here?
Oh,
have we got an earthquake as well as fog? Boy, my tree just shook right then. Who goes down there?
It's Bob Dog.
Bob Dog in the fog.
Where are you, X?
I'm up here. Where are you?
Oh, I'm down here with my bike.
Your bike?
Yeah.
What are you doing on a bike in the fog?
Well, I ran into something and fell off on my way to the castle.
Going to visit the king, are you?
Uh-huh.
What are you doing that for?
Well, I have this very special, precious thing. I had this.
What do you
have? It was here. I must have lost. What in the world did I? Oh, I think I'm going to howl.
Oh, what's wrong, Bob Dog?
What's the trouble? Bob Dog, is that you? What's happened?
Hey,
are you
lady,
hurt?
He was.
X,
yeah.
X, can you tell me what happened to Bob Dog?
Well, he was riding his bicycle in the fog, and he ran into my tree.
Oh, you poor dog, falling in the fog. Where did you get hurt?
I didn't get hurt.
Well, then, what's wrong?
I lost the thing for the king.
What thing?
The thing he asked me to get at the museum.
But what is it?
Well, it's some kind of special precious stone.
How big is it?
Well, it's tiny. That's why I can't find it in the fog.
Oh, it was a tiny
sure
thing.
It's hard to see.
Oh, yeah. The fog is really thick and heavy.
Is this up it? Here.
Wait a minute. No, that's a flower, I think.
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh. We'll find it. We've got to find it.
Is that you, X?
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. What's this?
What's going on here? Let go of my nose.
Oh, is that you, Lady Elaine?
You bet it's Lady Elaine. It's Lady Elaine's nose you were grabbing. What is going on here?
I lost the special precious thing, Lady Elaine.
You mean the king's thing?
That's it.
The one I just gave you to take to him?
That's the one.
We've looked everywhere around here, Lady Elaine, but we just can't seem to find it anywhere.
Terrible. The king's just going to be furious.
Oh, I and Howie sure will be.
Listen, Have you kids retraced your steps?
What for?
Well, you might have lost it before you got to the tree here.
Hey, that's an idea. I'll try that, Lady Elaine.
Okay.
I'll help you.
Thank you,
Lady Elaine. I wish you luck, you all.
Thanks, X. Boy, it sure is thick. Well, that's the bike
that's
there.
That's the bike.
Yeah.
Where is my special precious thing? The king is waiting for his thing. Bob Dog.
Oh, boy. I'm really in for it now.
Keep looking.
Okay.
Oh, help! Oh, help, somebody. It's a great huge beast. Oh, I think it's a bear. Oh, someone, help! Help!
It's Bob Dog, Miss Blifficate.
Oh, that's a terrible thing to have happen. Oh, it's terrifying. I mean, to not know somebody's there and have them frighten you all of a sudden. Oh, my word, I just don't think I'm going to be able to do any more work the rest of today. Oh, incidentally, Bob Dog, the king wants you over at the castle right away. I think you'd just better get there. Oh, my, my,
well, I can't see the king without his special precious thing.
Keep looking.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Oh. Wait a minute. Huh? Is this it?
No, that's just the horn from a bike. I guess I dropped that, too.
Come here, dears. I thought of something. Come on over. Over at the tree.
Sometimes Lady Elaine has good ideas.
Yeah, her and her ideas.
She often thinks of good things.
Can you find your way back?
It's the tree. We're here.
Here?
You've come in a heavy fog, dears. I'm going to try a little something.
What?
A boomerang, toomerang, soomerang.
What for?
See if I can lift the fog.
Good idea, Lady Elaine.
Now, is everybody ready?
Ready.
Boomerang, toomerang, soomerang.
Hey.
Lady Elaine.
Lady Elaine. Nifty galifty. Lady Elaine, you are really something fine. Are you sure you're not related to Ben Franklin?
I'm related to everyone, dear.
Well, I was on my way back to the castle when all of a sudden the fog lifted, and I do feel ever so much better. By the way, Bob, Dog, you do know that the king is waiting to see you.
The king. The thing. The king's thing.
Oh, yeah, where is it?
Well, maybe you can find it now the fog's lifted.
Is this it?
That's it.
That's it?
The king's precious thing. Oh. Where's my bike? Oh, here it is.
There.
Thanks, everybody, for your help.
Bob Dog is due at the castle. Inside the castle. Bob
coming,
Dog.
King Friday, coming. Oh, boy.
Oh, there he's calling.
I'm glad I found that. Bye, everybody.
Bye, Bob Dog.
Look, Charlie, I found the king's thing.
So, they found the precious thing. Lady Elaine used her boomerang, toomerang, soomerang for something helpful that time, didn't she? Of course, we in our real neighborhood couldn't do something like that and make fog go away. No, 'cause fog's real and we're real. I think it helps to know that magic doesn't make anything work. No, you can't do anything by magic. By snapping your fingers or saying fancy words or thinking fancy thoughts or thinking bad thoughts. No, that doesn't make anything happen. Do you know that nobody could hurt you by thinking something bad about you? And do you know that you couldn't hurt anybody by thinking something bad about somebody else? Mm-mm. Telephone. That's important talk that we're having. Hello? Oh, yes. Is somebody telling me that we have a telegram? Yes? Al Warden. When did you say? Wednesday. Well, thank you very much. Okay, thank you very much. You send a copy? Fine. Bye-bye. That was a telegram saying that Al Warden, astronaut Warden, is coming to visit us. Do you remember the time that I went to see him? Maybe you don't remember, but it was some time ago, before he went to the moon. Yeah, he was a man who flew to the moon. Here's a picture of him. I've kept that picture ever since we were together. That's Mr. Rogers, and that's astronaut Warden. And he's going to come here to visit us. He promised that he would. And that's a telegram saying that he's going to come on Wednesday. This is Monday. Tomorrow will be Tuesday, and the next day is Wednesday. So we have a couple days to prepare for a great visit. Oh, it's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when tomorrow's new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Good feeling to know that Al Warden's coming. Yeah, he's a special friend of mine. And I want you to meet him now that he has been to the moon. We'll ask him all sorts of questions. Yeah, it's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that we're friends, you and I. I like you exactly as you are. See you tomorrow. Goodbye.
To make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.